Gracias, señor.
Thank you, Chair. I'm speaking on behalf of STEAM and Institute for Policy Studies as members of the Global Campaign and the Treaty or Partnership for an Alliance. We'd like to preface our remarks by thanking the Chair Rapporteur and his team for the very able way in which you have led our work of the negotiations, and also thank you for the flexibility and the flexible way in which you approach the discussions on the methodology and the roadmap. The concerns of civil society organizations and many states were duly taken into account and incorporated in the methodological document for the intersessional period of 2025, which we welcome. We believe there's still a lot of work to do, but we are optimistic. We believe that we'll be able to continue to work collectively, collective work that will culminate in a strong and robust treaty which meets the needs and aspirations of people and will put an end to corporate impunity. We'd also like to extend our sincere gratitude to the Secretariat for their flexibility and for their open door policy throughout this session. In the negotiations this year, we very much welcome significant headway that has been made with regard to the content, as well as the use of the term violation and abuses and the discussions on affected persons and communities and the agreement on these terms and these concepts, the broad support enjoyed by many states. We also welcome the inclusion of key dispositions and language carried over from the previous draft, particularly with regard to Article 6, 7, 8, and 9. All that said, there are still some significant legal gaps in those provisions, in particular as it pertains to legal responsibility and to jurisdiction. And so there will be a need going forward to address and resolve these gaps. Another key issue that we will need to address and discuss and incorporate in a future internationally binding treatment is that of the challenges imposed by the international architecture that favours impunity. We need to clearly establish the specific obligations in terms of human rights of transnational corporations. And to that end, we hope that the intersessional period will enable us to make the necessary headway on the right path and to coordinate our actions and our input in order to ensure that the legally binding treatment meets expectations that are pinned on it. We'd like to make the point once again to guarantee that any dissent between experts is made publicly manifest so that the plurality of views can be reflected in positions adopted and in discussions. Finally, we would like to once again underscore the prevailing and pressing need to address head-on the phenomenon of corporate capture. And this means that experts must sign and certify that there is no conflict of interest, sign statements to that end, and that there is nothing behind them, such as a shadowy interest representing transnational corporations, who they should not be present in those circumstances in these negotiations. We would like to remind all present, including states as well as transnational corporations, that there can be no pressure, no reprisals in fora such as these, as they cannot be in any UN fora. We will continue to work as civil society and non-governmental organizations to bring forward constructive proposals based on input from trade unions, from people, from social movements, from parliamentarians, from the Global Interparliamentary Network for a legally binding treaty, and also hearing from those who've suffered violations from transnational corporations so that their views can be heard as to how this can be avoided.